If you felt like there's something wrong with the world, listen into this podcast, because we're going to talk about how we're not just observers of reality, but we are projectors. You know how, I mean, you've heard people say, well, you're watching a movie, that everything's scripted, that everything's artificial, or that you're living in a simulation, which is true, by the way. Maybe we'll talk about that. You are living in a simulation. There isn't really such thing as physical matter. It's simply the illusion or the collapse of probability waves into substances that we perceive as matter or perceive as light, etc. I mean, it really is a simulation in which we are living. But instead of saying we're watching a movie, the far more accurate statement is to say we are projecting a movie. We are projecting a reality. And that projection is based entirely on our internal belief systems, which are shaped, they are controlled and influenced, they are narrated to us through so many means, including false authority, including fear psyops like COVID, including utterly, you know, false so-called scientific explanations like germ theory, which is completely made up, not even true. But also through pop culture, movies and television, for example, we are given these narratives, these stories. We're told all these stories in order to control our subconscious mind so that when we perceive and project the world around us, we are projecting those stories. Understand the power of Hollywood, the power of television, the power of music, the power of narratives, the power of the media. It's all there to really control your subconscious mind so that the reality that you project is the one that they dictated. And the truth in all of this is that you can choose to do something different. You don't have to participate in the brainwashing and the gaslighting. You don't have to be driven by fear. You can choose to be driven by love instead. This choice can set you free, and because the world around you is literally projected in part from your mind, that when you change your mind, you change your world. Change the world around you. Now, recently I began demonstrating the power of conscious creation by melting and then freezing xylitol crystals and then watching them under the microscope. As they freeze, they build structure. They paint, they sketch, they scribble, they construct. And it turns out that this is the best moment in which to project your reality into 3D space, is when something is growing, when something is forming. Because in that moment, then, it's choosing from a vast palette of possibilities. There are all kinds of different ways that it could choose to form. There are all kinds of different colors that it could paint, all kinds of different lines and structures that it could render in real time. Well, your consciousness impacts that. And it's easiest to alter structures that are in the process of being formed rather than to alter structures that already exist. Because if you're trying to alter structures that already exist, you have to actually destroy them or tear them down in order to reshape them. And that is far more difficult to tear apart, let's say, you know, molecular structures, chemical structures. It takes a tremendous amount of energy or, you know, focus in order to do that. Whereas if you're simply nudging a bunch of crystals that are in the process of forming something, they're going to form something because they're freezing, then you can relatively easily alter what they form, and you can have it then paint pictures right in front of you. And as you've seen from some of my photos, I'll ask my editor to insert some of those right here. This is just from a couple of days of experiments, but I've had xylitol crystals form images of This one I call a digital dolphin. It was painting this out right in front of me in real time. Here's an image of a cabin in the hills, log cabin in the hills, I call this one. Here's Xylitol Crystals painting colorful ice caves. Look at all the different colors that it would paint. And here's a colorful Gila monster. Looks like a dragon with blue teeth and drool and yellow fire coming out of its nose. All of these are made entirely out of xylitol. There's nothing else that you're seeing there other than just xylitol. You say, why xylitol? Well, because it freezes at room temperature. That's why. So I can conduct these experiments at regular room temperature. I don't have to be in a really cold room in order to do this. And I found that xylitol crystals can form anything. They can paint any shape. I had them paint an image of one of my dogs on top of a hog the other day. And then in this one image here, the xylitol crystals painted a short spear. Looks like a wooden-handled spear with a metal or stone tip tied on to the wooden handle. That's what that looks like. So remember, it's painting this in real time as I'm watching it. And what it's doing is it's tapping into your mind. Your mind is projecting into the morphic fields that the crystals are tapping into in order to decide what to form. The crystals are, in essence, reflecting the dominant consciousness that is present in the morphic fields at the time that the crystals are freezing and forming structures. And so they can paint out literally anything. And this is why they tend to reflect a lot of human scenes. I've got another image here that I call the Rapture, which seems to depict souls rising up out of the ground and up into the sky, etc. So these crystals can choose to paint anything. Well, we know that this also happens with water. So water crystals also form these types of shapes based on the consciousness of the observers who are nearby, and maybe even those who are remote if they're focused on it. Dr. Emoto did that work. So water crystals also tap into consciousness, and then they form appropriate geometry or appropriate shapes. Well, your body is something like 70% water. So your body, if you think about it, your body is composed of a substance that is strongly influenced by conscious thought. And when you decide to think certain thoughts that are beneficial to you, such as thoughts of love and forgiveness and beauty, etc. Or I would even argue when you stand for life, when you stand for beauty, when you stand for joy, when you work to help end human suffering, then the water in your body becomes happier water, literally. And then you are happier. Your physical beauty is more radiant. Your health works better. Everything works better when you have happier water in your cells. And every thought that you think actually alters the structure of the molecules in your own body. Every thought. And as a result, every thought you think also alters the structure to some extent of what's in the world around you. And then collectively, all of us together, we are co-creating the world around us through these mechanisms. That's why I say you are projecting a movie into the world around you. You're not just watching a movie, you are co-creating it. So then you have to ask yourself, what kind of movie do I want to create or participate in? What kind of movie would you find makes you happy or gives you purpose in life? What kind of movie would you want to star in? You can create that movie, but only if you extricate yourself from the narratives of the establishment, Hollywood, the music industry, etc., government, fear, psyops, the CDC. Oh, it's another pandemic. Well, they want you to live in their movie, which is a horror movie. Oh, there's a virus. Be afraid of an invisible virus. Yeah, that's a total science fiction movie because there are no viruses that can make you ill, it turns out. That entire thing is a made-up movie. But people make it real because they believe it. Just like, did you know that they've done this in hypnosis experiments? If a person is touched on their arm by if they're blindfolded and then touched on their arm by a pencil eraser, but if they're told that that's a lit cigarette butt, then that person, their skin will form a blister because they will think that they were burned. Their mind makes it real. And they've done similar experiments with poison ivy or non-poison ivy that caused poison ivy blisters because the person thought it was real, so their skin reacted, etc. Your mind makes it real. That's why virus theory is so important to the establishment, because it's a fear control mechanism. They can convince everybody there's a virus on the loose. And granted, that theory was very convincing. I was fooled by it up until the COVID years. And even then, it took me a while to sort it out and figure it out. And it was only thanks to interviewing a number of people who were very skeptical about that theory that I finally realized the whole thing was total bunk. And also, I tried to order SARS-CoV-2 standards for my laboratory and found out there are no standards. They don't exist. The whole thing is completely made up. So you've been living in the germ theory movie that is total fiction. And I was living in that movie too. But there's nothing real about that movie. You can replace that narrative with something totally different that's more aligned with truth. But if you believe the fake virus narrative, well, then they can scare you with all kinds of silly stories like, oh, we were swabbing poop in the sewer and we found out there's an outbreak. You know, really? You're crawling around in the sewage system, swabbing poop, and you're going to tell me that there's an outbreak now? I mean, it's so absurd. I mean, it's actually laughable, but people believe it. And then when government officials believe it, then they set policy based on the fakery. But that's the power of false narratives that we have to escape. So what if, instead of being fearful all the time, what if we had absolute confidence in the ability of our bodies to defend ourselves against even, you know, bioweapons shedding by other people? Because vaccines are biological weapons that cause people to shed these toxic particles on other people. Well, if you change your story, you change your outcomes. When I stopped believing in the germ theory, from that day forward, I never got sick. Never got sick. Because the sickness I was experiencing was my mind playing out the narratives that were told to me convincingly by the media. Oh, look at all these sick people in the hospital. They're on ventilators. Oh my God, be afraid. Oh my God, this invisible germ might get you. You have to wear a mask. You have to lock down. You have to obey. Yeah. If you believe all that crap, your mind makes it real. If you don't believe it, I mean, in your heart, if you reject it and you laugh at it because it's so stupid, then you're not imprisoned by it any longer. Instead, I believe in nutrition. I believe in zinc and vitamin D. I believe in quercetin. You know, I believe in the laws of nutrition, natural health, natural remedies, herbal remedies, etc. And that's what I rely on. And that's why I'm never sick. And sometimes I use ivermectin, which is also, it comes from soil microbes, by the way. So I never get sick anymore. I do have occasional symptoms just start to appear. And then I hit it with nutrition and boom, it's over. No more sickness. Imagine that. So I changed my script and then I began to project an entirely new reality, a reality that I wanted far more than the one in which people are sick all the time and people are afraid and people are locked in their homes, etc. So you too can choose your own reality. You can project a different movie. And one of the best ways to start getting into that is to change where you get your information. So instead of believing in the media, instead of believing the fake officials at the FDA and the CDC, who are nothing but sorcerers, by the way. I mean, another word for this whole thing is sorcery. So sorcery, spell casting, you know, this is what people are living under right now. And remember what I said about what I do is I'm a spell breaker. I help you break these spells so that you can return to reality. And then you can decide what kind of reality you want to shape for yourself. So breaking the sorcery is straightforward, but it does take dedication and effort, and you do have to disengage from the sorcerers. You have to stop getting information from CNN, stop listening to NPR, stop believing in the false authority of your brain-dead doctor who's nothing but a big pharma puppet who's about to be replaced with a robot anyway. You know, stop believing in all the nonsense, and you can take control of your life. You can literally begin to project a new movie in which you are living every single day. So if this makes sense, then check out my articles at naturalnews.com. Check out my broadcast at brighteon.com. And also check out our online store, healthrangerstore.com, where you can get super clean superfoods and high-end nutritional supplements, all laboratory tested to be ultra clean. We test for glyphosate, we test for heavy metals, we test for E. coli, and so much more. And we have a special Memorial Day sale that ends, I believe, tonight at midnight. And you can find all that at healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.
To honor all those who came before us, we have an amazing assortment of ultra clean, laboratory tested, certified organic foods and superfoods and supplements on sale at healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And this happens from May 24th through May 26th at midnight, and the discounts are automatically applied in the shopping cart. You don't need a coupon code. Let me show you a little bit of what we have available. On my desk here, we've got some of the different things that are available. We have freeze-dried crunchy munchies, which is a super fruit puree of banana, apple, cinnamon, and banana and strawberry, banana, mango, passion fruit, and banana, apple, black currant, very rich in anthocyanins, by the way. Those are all available in number 10 cans for long-term storage. We also have the Yumster Yo Bars that are available right now. You see the Yo Bar up on top? And those only have three ingredients. They're really clean, very delicious. We've got those on sale for, what is it, 20? I think it's 20% off on those Yo Bars. You can check the website for details. And by the way, guys, we should have had those on sale for Mother's Day, and we could have called it Yo Mama. That would have been even funnier. But anyway, the Yo Bars are definitely delicious, so take advantage of that. We've got Super Grain Essentials on sale also, 20% off amaranth, purple barley flakes, red lentils, and our ultimate snack pack, plus 20% off organic raw cashews. Everything laboratory verified. We've got pearl barley, the fruits I mentioned, everything else available now, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And again, that sale is from May 24th through May 26th at midnight. So take advantage of that. And this is our way of saying, hey, we honor all those who came before us. And we will all pass too, by the way. So, you know, we want to help make your life as livable, as healthy, and as affordable as possible while we are all sharing this experience on this planet, in this realm. And then hopefully we contribute something to the next generation that continues to build on what we have built on because of the ancestors that came before us. It's a tag team effort, generation after generation. So happy Memorial Day. We bless all those who came before us. Take advantage of these specials to uplift and upgrade your life and your health while supplies last, while the food supply chain is still functioning. healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. Thank you for your support.